The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Business Owners Podcast. My name is Linda Reed Enova, and along with Clive Enova, I am your host at the Business Owners Podcast, where we share stories about business owners and connect you with amazing and interesting tips and tricks along the way to help you run your business. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you've been a long-time listener, welcome back. Today, our guest is Daniel O'Sullivan. He is the CEO of the Experience Specialist Group, and I'd like to welcome Daniel to share his story behind his business and the Experience Specialist Group.
My name's Daniel O'Sullivan. I'm the CEO of the Experience Specialist Group. We've built up a number of brands in the events and entertainment industry over the last 11 years, including Red Cactus Events that focuses on group experiences for the stag, hen, birthday, and team building and corporate market. We also have our in-house delivery brands, which is Team Building Experiences, and our event management arm, which is Nell Events. We're scoping out into experience event rental, as we're actively renting fun equipment for companies based in the Oxfordshire, which is our local county area.
Daniel, we like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few questions that allows us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it tea or coffee or something else? Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both? And what book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down? And then finally, what is one word that describes your journey so far?
I'm a tea drinker, also an early bird, and I'm currently reading the Entrepreneur's Operating System, or EOS. One word to describe journey so far, I would say challenging.
Now it's time for us to hear a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in your field? Was it something you fell into, or was it something you were drawn to and you started your career in? I'd love to know a little bit more about it.
Started the business with £1,000 from working from a spare bedroom. Took a year to launch a website. Didn't have any customers, so suppliers wouldn't list us. So I had to create that we had suppliers and create that we had customers in order to get customers for the first time.
Was there any defining moments within your journey? What was the moment that was clear to you that this was the thing that was going to work for you or wasn't going to work for you? And just explain that a little bit along the way for us.
Defining moments in the journey was, I would say, getting through COVID, creating a virtual experience site that allowed us to sell to companies all over the world, generating thousands and thousands of pounds for the business that kept us going during the COVID time.
Has there been any influential figures in your life or career so far that got you to this point, that inspired you to get here?
Influential figures in life, I'd probably say my mum and dad, who have been influential in making me someone who would never give up.
This is one that business owners quite often struggle with. How do you balance your personal life and your business?
Balance personal life and business through delegation. I'm a big delegator and I use project management software that enables me to see what everyone else is doing in the business and to easily delegate out tasks that aren't of high value to others in the organization.
We all have challenges within business. Can you share with us a challenge you've faced and how you've overcome it so you might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast facing a similar challenge or maybe how they can avoid it?
A challenge that I've faced, I guess, just continuous challenges. One of those challenges would be overcoming the bounce back when effectively COVID ended and the sheer demand and the challenging staff that we had to deliver all the events that we had to deliver all over the country.
Are there any dream projects or collaborations, Daniel, that you wish to pursue in your field at the moment?
Dream projects would be to own a venue and build that into an entertainment venue for all different markets, from corporate to kids' parties.
This question is all designed about helping people who are going to be starting out within your industry. What's that one piece of advice that you would give to those starting out in the domain?
Advice for starting out is to invest in people and delegate as much as you can.
Daniel, you are so right. Investing in your people and delegating early from the start in business is key and important, and I wish I learned that skill earlier. I want to thank you for being on the Business Owners Podcast. Now tell our people where they can find you.
So myself, Daniel O'Sullivan, I can be found on LinkedIn. I'm the CEO of the Experience Specialist Group. You can find us online if you search into Google, Red Cactus Events or Team Building Experiences, two of our core brands.
Daniel, thank you once again for joining us in the Business Owners Podcast. It has been exciting to hear about the story behind you and your business. I would love to see you again in a future episode. Until next time, I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Make sure you connect with Daniel. I look forward to sharing more stories and tips with you along with Clive in the Business Owners Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.